This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to the Cubby House on the 10th of June 2013. I'm Cookie.
And I'm Kevin.
And having a wonderful week, considering it's an extended holiday for us here in Melbourne. It's the Queen's birthday weekend.
It's an extended holiday for everyone, I think, except for WA. WA.
Whoever is listening on the Twitter sphere, on the live feed, please throw us a message through Facebook or the Twitter spheres, of which you can find out how to shortly. Now, here on the Cubby House, we are getting ready for hibernation. Well, one of us is.
Well, hibernation's actually in full launch. It started last night.
Yes, and we're going to be having a bit of a chat with Jason from VicBears about what's coming up this week. But we've also got another guest in the studio, haven't we, Kevin?
We do. We've got Scott coming in to have a chat to us about the movie that he's making at the moment.
Which he got funded.
He did.
By you.
You're spoiling all the story. We'll get to that.
Okay. Right. But tonight we're also theming our show around what?
We are. We're doing another music spectacular. And we're celebrating some of the soundtracks of a select few of our favourite games.
Ooh. Some of our favourite games?
Mostly mine. I think I threw one of yours in there.
Yay!
And I couldn't get all of my favourite soundtracks because that's a little bit boring. So I've just picked a few of my favourite.
Okay.
But on that theme as well,
right,
we have a discussion topic for tonight.
We do. And the thing is, we would like to know, what song would be the soundtrack to your life? And here's how you can get hold of us. You can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
And don't forget about Twitter. The username is thecubbyhouse and our hashtag is CHproject.
Bit of an ambient track, that one, Kevin. Can you explain that one?
It is. It's called The Call and it's from the game Journey. Now, it's a very beautifully aesthetic game and the soundtrack really does match it. It's very, it literally is very beautiful. And that game was also one of the first, or I think the first, to be nominated for a Grammy.
You are?
Yeah, it didn't actually win. Unfortunately, it lost to the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo soundtrack. However, it is still one of the most popular soundtracks out there.
Not surprising. For ambient sounds, I think I'll be getting myself a copy.
It's very nice.
Excuse me for a moment.
You're going to cough, aren't you? You are. Cookie. So professional.
Well, yes. It's what happens when you both breathe and swallow at the same time. No comment. Having said that, we have a guest in the studio tonight.
What a great way to introduce him.
Yes, having nothing said about anything under the table here. We've got Scott on to join us tonight. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, we're going to start you off, as always, with a quiz.
Oh, joy.
You know what the quiz is, but Kevin doesn't.
Oh, brilliant. Explain it to us all.
Well, for those who haven't heard, this is my version of word mashups. Now, in this game, I'll give you two clues to word groups, phrases, or even song lyrics. And the last word of the first clue is the beginning of the second clue. The answer is given in one continuous sentence, please.
Huh?
Exactly. So, I'll give you an example. A famous ACD song about weight wanting to rock and roll, and another way of saying from head to toe would be, it's a long way to the top to bottom. Does that make sense to you guys?
I'm lost. Scott, what about you?
I think I understand. I don't think I'm going to be able to answer them, but okay, we'll try.
We'll try. Indeed. So, gentlemen, I'm going to drop a little table for here, for one for Scott, one for Kevin, and I'm going to start with one way to describe a endowed man and when an election stalemates in a non-decision.
A hung parliament?
What's the first part? A way to describe a
well-hung parliament.
Like well-hung parliament is correct, Scott. Thank you. Now, these are lyrics. So, a song made by Axiom about a little something on a cloudy day, and a song by Leslie Gore about something of the best things that happen when we're together.
No singing.
Yes.
Feel free to go for it, Scott.
No, I'm sorry.
You haven't got that at all?
No.
Do you want to give us a clue?
The second song was made famous by The Simpsons, for those who were of that generation. It's a DB Home. Okay. you've lost it. A Little Ray of Sunshine, Lollipops and Rainbows.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sure you see the Ray of Sunshine.
All right, next.
A classic film with a character starring called Scarlett O'Hare, and a children's novel about four anthropomorphic animal characters in a pastoral
version. Gone with the Wind and the Willows.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Very nice.
Now, a common thing to make when you go camping, and what the CFA are.
What the what is?
Okay, so a common thing you make when you go camping.
We make very different things when we go camping, but continue. Mm-hmm.
And what the CFA are. Three, two, one. You make a campfire. The CFA are a fire brigade. Campfire brigade. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Yes. A type of extremely strong and small morning drink. And a rest point on the working day.
Espresso break?
What's another type of espresso? Not necessarily Italian, but...
Short black.
Short black break.
Close. I actually wrote it down as a Greek coffee break.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Next. And moving on. hopefully you guys...
Are they all like this?
Hopefully not.
All right.
Some will get better.
We're equal at the moment.
Mumford and Sons hit single and what a female on Heat is sometimes called.
I'm looking at you very funny, Cookie.
I know. Come on. What's the Mumford and Sons song that Scott? We know of?
Nope, sorry.
You haven't heard me sing this one at karaoke?
I try to block out most of your performances at karaoke.
Thanks.
It's Little Lion Man.
Yes, and what's the second part? Something a woman on Heat could be called. Man what?
Oh, Little Lion Man Hunter.
That'll do. Thank you very much.
really?
The fact that you guys are even getting close to some of those answers, I'm just like, yep, done. So again, right. These are two song titles mashed up together. One is a hit by Britney Spears and another hit song by Cyndi Lauper. The first one sounds like they enjoy a bit of physical abuse.
Hit me one more time.
After time.
Thank you very much. You both get a point for that one. And finally, Paris's most famous landmark and London's landmark that is supposedly falling down.
Eiffel Tower Bridge.
Of London.
Thank you. Eiffel Tower Bridge is correct, okay. Kevin. 4-2. Kevin is the winner for this week's.
I feel kind
trivia.
Of dirty winning that one.
Yeah, so you should.
You can take it. Yes.
No more comments about that one. And I think it's time for a regular segment we like to call.
Be careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner.
And in the Kink Corner tonight, particularly because this week is Southern Hibernation, where we have a lot of interstate and international guests down to enjoy the festival that is Southern Hibernation, I would like to now remind people some of the safety elements that we must be adhering to while we're having fun. The first and foremost, bear flu. Please keep in mind that we need to be potent to keep our immunity system. Thank you. Our immune system immunity up so that we don't suffer the flu-like symptoms that we do call the bear flu this time of year.
Let's face it, everyone who goes to a Southern Hibernation event is probably going to get bear flu.
Probably, but we like to think that we can keep that down to a minimum. Now, whilst we do like to have a bit of a party, some of the things we do need to keep in mind of is have handy access to condoms and lube if you should happen to find yourself in a interesting situation which you are having fun. You want to keep yourself safe.
Usually a good idea to just pop in a bag or a pocket or a wallet. You can also look at venues. A lot of venues have them around the place.
That's right. So particularly if you're taking somebody home for the night, just pop a few in your pocket so you just got something in mind handy access. The other one, which I would like to point out, is negotiating your limits. Sometimes we do tend to have a little bit more fun in the drinking aspects, so some of our limits might be stretched. So before you get too beyond your limit, negotiate further limits if you're going to play with somebody.
And don't be afraid to say no. If someone's going across your limit and you're not comfortable with it, you always need to remember you can say no.
And that's right. And that leads us on to our next thing, which is pacing yourself. It's no point to say that you're going to have all this fun and then get halfway and fizzle out. You need to keep in mind what your energy levels can be like and don't burn out too quickly. And finally, look out for your friends and for yourself. You know, if you're not feeling too well, it's okay to take a step back and just, you know, have a time out. Or if you think that somebody's maybe doing a little bit too hard, please just, you know, tap them on the shoulder, make sure they're okay. And if they're not, seek help immediately.
It's always a good idea to touch base with your friends throughout the night to make sure they're okay.
Exactly. And even in the morning after, just to make sure they got home okay and so forth and so on.
I have actually instituted a rule with some of my friends, especially if they're driving home from my place late at night, just to send me a quick text message so that I know you got home and then I can go to sleep and not have to worry about it.
How long have you had that? Because you've had that rule ever since I've known you.
I've had that for quite a while now, and I sometimes enforce it, sometimes don't. I probably should enforce it more often than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, if I notice a friend is being, you know, tired or has had a big session that weekend, I usually say, just send me a text message just so I know you've gotten home.
So there's some safety tips for the coming week of fun and frivolity for the Bears and anybody else who's having some fun. That's Kink Corner for this week.
Thank you very much, Cookie. Or in the game, Bastion.
Or in the game, Bastion, fine.
Now, it's actually one of those really great games because the world actually builds itself around you as you explore it.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds really fascinating. I haven't had a chance to play it myself, but I will actually be going out and getting it. It sounds amazing.
Awesome. All right. Now, joining us in the studio, as we've said before, we have Scott. But Scott's dragged along somebody else to talk about this next thing, and it's a little bit interesting, particularly because I've only been told about it today, and it's...
Yes, you had no notice, which is good. So, hello, Scott.
Hi.
And hello, Mitchell.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Very good.
Very good?
Very good.
You're a little bit naughty tonight, Scott.
No.
No more than usual. You need a good spanking.
Uh-huh.
All right, so...
I don't want to know what you guys get up to at the end of the show, thank you.
I'm just going to... Where's your mute button? I'm just going to... Okay. Anyway, so I was trawling Facebook, as I am wont to do, and I came across Prospect. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the movie?
Yes. So Prospect is a film that... Mitchell had a great idea for, and we sort of co-wrote together, and we're producing and directing for Trotfest. It's our first Trotfest film.
Awesome. So, Mitchell, where did you come up with the idea for the movie?
Well, Scott and I really wanted to make something for Trotfest, and so we kind of started throwing ideas back and forth, and we came up with the idea of a really kind of dark and bleak future where everyone's kind of in poverty and stuff. And the film really revolves around the idea that there's this mining station out in space, and in order to work there, everything runs by a lottery because there's so many people on the planet. So,
wow!
All of this stuff going on kind of attempts to tear this family of a father and son apart.
Yeah. So the film's really about the father and son and their emotions and how they deal with. You know, being poor and coping, and so the son does something rather drastic.
Ooh. Hmm. I think you have told me about this before, but... So, you came up with this brilliant idea, but you needed funding. So how did you guys go about actually funding yourselves?
So there's crowdfunding platforms available at the moment, and many people will have heard of Kickstarter, which is the American-based one.
Yep.
There's also an Australian-based one called Possible. And they work by asking people to donate small amounts to fund a project. And the project could be anything. It could be a musician creating a new music album, someone wanting to create a computer game. It could be someone like us wanting to create a film. Mitchell ran a very successful crowdfunding on Kickstarter for his last feature film, which is his first feature film. Very exciting. And we decided to use the Australian version, Possible, to run our campaign. And basically, it's an all or nothing prospect, so to speak.
So I, as someone who wants to donate money to you, comes on and says, you know, I'll donate $50, and then it doesn't actually get taken unless you reach your target, correct?
That's right. So we set a target. We worked out we would need about $5,000 to make the film to the level of standard we would like. It's so expensive hiring gear and locations and insurance and all that sort of thing. And so everyone donates. If we didn't reach our $5,000 target, no one gets charged. So it's actually a pledge, not a donation. Until such point as you reach your target, and then everyone gets charged.
And your closing day was today.
That's right, today.
And you met your target.
We did. We actually met it early, didn't we?
About three days to spare in the campaign.
And yeah, we actually got a bit over. We got up to $5,195, which is awesome.
Done. So what are you going to spend the extra, $195 on?
Food, probably.
Yes, because you have to eat during this.
Well, see, one of the things is with a small budget film like this, we can't afford to pay anyone. So we're already putting in lots of money ourselves to the film, and all the cast and crew are working for nothing. So no one gets paid. We have lots of expenses, but what you really have to do is make sure if people are coming to do stuff for you, they're going to be there 12 hours on a particular day, you need to feed them.
That could be said for a lot of things too, like, housework. Moving.
Absolutely.
So definitely. Keep your support fed.
That's it.
That's right. Next time I move, I'm going to do a possible campaign so I can afford to feed everyone that comes and helps me.
Yeah, because you need that much money to move the amount of clue you've got.
Okay, so I'm interested to sort of hear now, I believe you've got most of your locations already picked out.
Yes, we have the locations. They're all set. In fact, filming starts this week. Our first bit of filming is Wednesday night.
Wow.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is all the rest of the filming.
So I'm interested to find out, how are you going to do the space scenes?
Well, there won't be actually any space scenes per se, because everything takes place on Earth. But there is a bit of special effects, digital effects. There's advertising for the space station, which is called Prospect, and that will appear in the film as on a big digital billboard advertising.
So that will be ready for Tropfest this year.
So Tropfest this year have decided to move the event. It was in January, I think, and they've moved it to December. So there's actually two Tropfests this year.
Oh, excellent.
There was the one that's already been, and there's going to be a new one. And from then on, it will be in December.
So you're going to have quite a bit of a schedule over the next couple of...
We are. We're going to be very busy. We then have, after the filming's done, we have about 2 months of post-production.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be in by early October.
Yeah. Now, how much experience in making movies do both of you have?
I've made one before, which is almost complete, and that's going to be submitted to Queer Film for next year, and also other international queer films. Mitchell?
I started filmmaking back in high school. I think probably I'd like to consider my first real short film when I was about 16. But I had a video camera since I was like 10 years old, so I kind of started out. It was always something I always wanted to do. But I think since I was 16, probably maybe about around 10 short films I've probably made around that.
That's fairly impressive, boys. I'm looking forward to actually having a look at the finished product.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah.
Yes, I bet you are. Well, where can people find out more information about Prospect?
We have a Facebook page, which is on Facebook, Prospect the Film, one word. So you can go there, click like, please like it. And there's also a link to the Possible page, which is now closed, so you can no longer donate there. But you can go and have a look at the video promo that we made about the film, which just has one short little special effects scene, a few of the crew talking, a few of the cast talking. So, yeah, enjoy.
Well done. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with the Cubby House on Joy 94.9, we have been asking you the question, what song would you like to be the soundtrack to your life? And here's how you can get hold of us.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheCubbyHouse.
Or you can catch us on Twitter @TheCubbyHouse with #CHProject. And joining us on the phone, well away from the studio, right over where Southern Hibernation is mostly hosted, we have Jason on the phone from VicBears. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. How are you going, David?
Not bad, not bad here. Now, I believe, as we've heard before, Southern Hibernation has kicked off.
It certainly has. It kicked off last night with a bang. It was fantastic. Tonight, we're having our den night and registration night. People are picking up their packs and passes and it's all systems go. It's great.
Now, I believe last night actually sold out.
Last night did sell out. It was a bit of a shock to some people. They were going to buy their tickets last second and we were stuck at the door waiting and hoping that some people were going to leave. So,
that is a cautionary tale. Hibernation events always sell out.
I know. So, it's a lesson to all of you. Get your tickets. Pre-buy your tickets if you want to come to the event.
Sounds good. Now, what's happening at Den Night tonight?
So, it's pretty much a meet and greet. You know, people from interstate who have come into town early can... catch up with old friends and meet some new friends. People are picking up their passes for their events and tickets, and it's just cheap drinks, with VicBears members. So it's a pretty relaxed evening tonight.
I think I saw a photo on your Facebook page of Terry frolicking in the bags.
Yeah, so we're having lots of fun divvying out the bags and. Terry's been a bit of an exhibitionist back there.
So. The shade of it all. Now, for those who probably haven't heard much about Hibernation or VicBears, I believe there's some free events that are coming up over the next week which people could get hold of to get a dip in the pool that is Hibernation. And what would they be?
The free events?
Yes.
Yeah, so the free events are tonight, which is Ben Night at the Laird. Tomorrow night we have Trivial Pursuit, which is a trivia night run by Dean Arcuri at the Laird, and it's going to be a bit of fun, some wacky prizes and all that sort of thing, and that's free entry as well. Mm-hmm. Thursday night we've got Berioki, which is sort of the bear version of karaoke, and it's sort of a combined night with Spit and Polish, which is the Laird regular Thursday night leather evening, and that's a free entry as well. So they're the free events that are coming up. And for all the others, you can just check out southernhibernation.com. It's Southern Hibernation, just so you know.
And they can also check your Facebook page out because there's lots of sneak peek photos that are being released.
Yeah, if you have check out VicBears Inc. Search for us on Facebook and like us, and you can, got a few pics being posted on the go throughout all of the events. So, yeah.
Excellent. Awesome. So, yes, go double-check those websites because, as we've heard earlier, the tickets do sell out.
They certainly do, particularly some of the more popular ones in midweek, which I probably can't really mention. But
oh, no, that's what the fun is. People have to go and find out what they are for themselves.
That's right. Check out the website.
Make them work for it, Jason.
That's right. Work it.
No free rides.
Yes. Now, southernhibernation.com and on Facebook at VicBears Inc. From VicBears and the Laird currently running at Den Night, that is Jason. Thank you very much for joining us, sir.
No worries, thank you.
Have a wonderful evening. Now, we also do have a discussion topic for tonight. We'd like to know what song would be the soundtrack to your life. And this is how you get in hold of us. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheCubbyHouse.
Or you can catch us on Twitter at TheCubbyHouse with hashtag CHProject. And we're doing a bit of a theme for the rest of the night. We're doing music inspired and played from games. Now, the next one is actually a game I've played.
Yes, I did this one especially for you because I know how addicted you are to this game.
Thank you very much. It is Assassin's Creed 3, of which this comes from. And for those who have played the game, we'll hear the common themes riffed throughout the song. But it's set in a very different period compared to the rest of them. It's actually in the Revolutions War of America.
Revolutionary War.
Thank you, that one. I know what I was talking about.
Your history are good. My English has been good all episode, hasn't it?
Yeah, your English are good too. And on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9, we'd like to remind you that the end of the season is coming up, and with the end of the season comes the end of the Cubby House Live. That's right, we're going to wrap up our show and go back to the Dungeon Studios.
Oh, you never know. That could be a new location that we're going to
quite possibly
record from.
Quite possibly. But to send us out with a bang, we are getting in an all-star cast of the Cubby House. So the voices you've heard once, twice, if not three times before, are coming back to showcase their wit and talent with Cookie and Kevin on the microphones for one last time. And that is on the 24th of June from 10 p.m. on a Monday night.
So that would make this our third last show.
That's right. So stay tuned for more. And don't forget to join us on the 24th to farewell us, the Cubby House, off the air and back into the podcast. Now, we're doing a music-based themed show, particularly from games. So you've just heard the main title to Assassin's Creed 3. And now we're going to another new release game, which I'm still yet to play, although it's sitting on my drawers after I finish StarCraft 2.
It is brilliant.
Uh-huh. The man who introduced me to this series is sitting right across from me. It's from the BioShock series, and this is the latest installment from BioShock Infinite. You're in the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. That was Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Thank you. Now, tell me, what was so special about that song?
I love that song because the actual main voice actress for Elizabeth's character from the game, Courtney Draper, was always booked to actually sing that song. But Booker's voice actor, Troy Baker, was just sitting around with a guitar one day and they were just playing, and they recorded that so beautifully that they actually used that as their main theme.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a bit more of the story to it. The trailer actually received a bit of criticism from religious groups, believing that the producers had purposely removed the word Lord from the song. But the producer actually pointed out the original hymn, written in 1908... That's okay. Right. It is more than 100 years old. Did not include the word. It was added in the Carter Family recording, Can the Circle Be Unbroken, in 1935, 30-odd years later.
Lovely. So there you go. That was from the BioShock series.
BioShock Infinite, the latest one. If you haven't played it, go out and play it now.
Now, the next song we've got is actually dedicated to our guest who's had to duck out.
Yes, he's left us, but this was actually dedicated to him because he told me how many hours he spent playing this game. It was Skyrim 5.
Okay.
And the track that I've picked...
Hang on. Sorry, let me back you up there. Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, thank you.
Yeah, that one, whatever. I haven't played the game. It doesn't interest me. Something about arrows in knees. I don't know. That was the joke.
Go on. Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Now, we have been asking you the question tonight. What song would be the soundtrack to your life? Now, we've had a few responses. Thank you very much to Adrian, who's mentioned One Day More from Les Miserables.
Long, epic, with many different parts.
Yes. I'm not going to argue that one. And we've also had one from Stephen from Maidstone, who says, It's a Sin by the Pet Shop Boys. Oh, yes.
What would yours be?
Mine, at the moment, I still have to say Affirmation by Savage Garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of things in that still speak true to me. Sorry.
How old school?
Or Animal Song. Again,
that
similar
one,
style.
That
yes.
one I would agree with.
Yes.
Mine would probably be, I think it's Shooting Star by Owl City.
Ooh, okay.
Which you inflicted on me recently.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Now, if you'd like to send us any more throughout the week, you can get hold of us at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. And we are on Twitter at thecubbyhouse with the hashtag CHProject. The final song we're going to play for you in our game theme music epic is from Leona Lewis. It's called My Hands. Now, which game is it from, Kevin?
You've got me on the spot. I'm pretty sure it is the main title song from Final Fantasy 13.
You're all finishing with the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned for the Vixen Hour with Christian coming up in the next hour. Don't forget, we've got our All-Stars final show coming up on 24th of June. So hang around for that. And we'll catch you next Monday here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.